Somebody Pick Up My Pieces by J.D. Mason. Read by Allison Johnson. Say uncle. 27 years is a lifetime, and he'd spent a lifetime locked up. Uncle was an old man now, sitting outside in the prison courtyard, across from some cat young enough to be his grandson, whipping his ass at another game of chess. Checkmate, son, he chided indifferently. The young blood shook his head, rolled his eyes, and left without so much as a sportsmanlike handshake. Any time, motherfucker, Uncle muttered. The sucker wore a blue rag on his head, representing the Bloods or the Crips or the Stumps or Bumps. Shit, Uncle couldn't remember what color went with what gang these days. All he knew was that every damn body had a color, and that fools lived and died for that nonsense, which was just ridiculous to an old head like him. He was his own kind of badass back in his day, and it didn't matter what color he wore. Everybody knew not to fuck with Uncle, and those that did, well, he'd said a silent prayer for each and every one of them before he sent them on their way. That last one got him, though. Even with a bullet put through his head, young and scared shitless, half of Zoo's face was missing, and that fool, unlike all the fools before him, had been the one to get Uncle sent up for time. Uncle had killed many men in his day. How ironic that the one who he had believed to be the most inconsequential turned out to be the one who had done him in. A tall, lanky, dark-skinned kid, quiet and polite to a fault, in many ways, Zoo was more like his own son than the ones who'd really belonged to him.